Money Plan SOS Podcast, episode 138. Hello and welcome back to the Money Plan SOS Podcast. I'm your humble servant and personal finance architect, Steve Stewart, who hates your debt more than you. And this is the podcast that helps the everyday American to pay attention, not interest. This is the last episode of 2013, and as most people do, they talk about, you know, the past year, what's happened, or goals set for the new year. Of course, resolutions are very popular to talk about in the last week of December. But I'm not going to do that because I want to bring you a last-minute interview I had with the president and CEO of Christian Care Ministries, Tony Meigs. And the reason I'm having him on the show is because we're going to talk about, well, about health insurance, because health insurance, at least in the United States, is changing dramatically over the next year or two. And in 2014 is when everybody's supposed to be covered under one plan or another. Otherwise, there's penalties and all this other stuff. So you have rights, and I'm going to put links in the show notes at moneyplansos.com/138 to places like HHS.gov, which is where it has the rights that, you know, the rights that you have under the Affordable Care Act. And we're going to have links to MediShare, of course, if you are interested in joining MediShare. And Tony Meigs is going to come on and talk more about that. And then following the interview, I'm going to give you some details about my upcoming virtual budget coaching class that'll be launched in January. So stay tuned. Hopefully you'll enjoy and learn from this interview with Tony Meigs, the president and CEO of Christian Care Ministries. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with me today, I have Tony Meigs. He is the president and CEO of Christian Care Ministry, which some of you might be familiar with that name because we talked about him or his company a little bit ago with Bob Lodick when we talked about MediShare. Tony Meigs, thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, Steve, thank you for having me today.
You are the CEO and president of Christian Care Ministry. Can you tell us a little bit about what that company does?
Sure. Christian Care Ministry is a nonprofit organization. We're actually a ministry. We've been in existence since 1993. And what we're most well known for, as you mentioned, is our MediShare program. MediShare is a healthcare sharing ministry. And in short, what we have is a little over, 70,000 members across the country who, instead of purchasing expensive health insurance, they participate in a healthcare sharing ministry like ours.
And that's why we're having you on. I wanted to get a little bit deeper into the MediShare topic. When we had Bob Lodick on before, you know, he could tell us a little bit about his experiences, but he couldn't give us the nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about MediShare? How does MediShare work?
What we've done over our 20-year history, we've focused on making the process of sharing as convenient as possible. From a user perspective, they simply, if they have any need to go to the doctor, hospital, emergency room, they go. When they're at the doctor's office, they present their MediShare card. If the doctor or the hospital is unfamiliar with the concept of healthcare sharing, or if they're unfamiliar with the MediShare program, they simply call us. There's a toll-free number right there on the card, and they can call us, and we explain how the program works. In short, what we do is that we've created a technology, a very unique process that enables people to share their funds with each other. The concept of MediShare is built on the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, it talks about how the early church, how they had everything in common. And in doing so, they were able to affect culture in a very positive way. And what the scripture says is that they took care of anyone who had need. So we've created this unique technology and process that enables thousands of people simply to share their money with each other to help pay for medical bills.
As a 30,000-foot view, it's not too much different than normal insurance, where a bunch of people pay premiums, put money into an insurance company, and the insurance company pays for it. It's not that much unlike MediShare, then, is it?
Actually, no, that's not true at all. It's very different. With insurance, there's a guarantee. There's a contract you have with the insurance company. It basically says that, you know, if I pay you X, which is your premium amount, then you're going to provide me with these benefits per the policy. Well, that's not the case at all in a healthcare sharing ministry. There's no guarantee at all. Now, I can tell you for the last 20 years, every medical need that's ever been published to our membership for sharing has been shared, 100% of those medical bills. But there's no guarantee that your medical bills will get paid. It's a concept where instead of relying on some company to manage their finances well and to pay for your medical bills per policy, we have a group of members who kind of come together on this moral collective and simply are there to share in each other's medical bills each month. We've just have made it easy to do that. You know, if your son or your daughter breaks a leg and, you know, there's a medical bill needs to be paid, well, how do we move money from Tony into Steve's account? We've created the technology to do that and to make sure that Steve's doctor gets paid for the medical bill. But there's no pooling of funds. We simply move money straight from a member to member and then make sure that the medical provider gets paid.
I don't know why that's so hard for me to wrap my brain around. It sounds so easy, but I keep have to, you know, I've got the critical mindset where I'm thinking there's a catch. But, you know, with Bob's testimony in the previous interview I had with him, it just sounds too good to be true. Now, let me just throw an example out at you and see if you can explain it to me. So I walk into my doctor's office. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem. I'll share with everybody. They know I had surgery a couple weeks ago on my throat. What I had was a mild case of sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Now, that I don't think is a medical emergency per se.
Right.
But it was something that my wife's insurance company, we get our insurance for the household through my wife's work, they covered it. They paid for it. I mean, there might be a couple mm-hmm. hundred bucks on our side, but that's gotten pretty much taken care of, mm-hmm. the majority of it by them. So is MediShare going to be the same way, where I walk in with my card and they pre-qualify the expense as a medical expense that you'll cover?
You know, actually, it is similar in the sense that the membership, our program is totally member-directed. And what that means is that the members have decided, based on their guidelines, what is shareable and what isn't shareable. And so if you go to the doctor, you have a surgery, and if that medical service is eligible for sharing per the member guidelines that have been developed over these 20 years, then the doctor simply sends us, or the surgeon sends us, the medical bill. We make sure it's eligible per the guidelines, and we publish that medical bill into what we call the virtual share exchange, and that's the technology that we've created. And this would be an eligible medical bill that says that Steve's got this medical bill of $20,000, this surgery for $20,000. We've created the technology that simply moves money out of the accounts of, you know, in that case, thousands or, you know, hundreds of people, and move money from their account into your account, and then make sure that your surgeon gets paid. We've just created that technology to make that very easy to do. And then it's really transparent to the user. Steve, you never actually send us money. You simply deposit into your share account a share amount each month that you make available to the membership for sharing. And that share amount is based on, you know, how big your family is and your age. And each month you simply put into your account, which is a bank account held with a third-party credit union. We're not involved with them in any way. You simply put, for example, say you're a family of four, in your 40s, it's about $300 a month or $400 a month. You simply put that in your account every month, and you contribute that to the other members for sharing. We just created the technology that moves money out of your account into somebody else's account who needs it this month and pays that medical bill.
Okay. Now, are regular checkups covered with this type of a system?
Actually, you know, there's a lot of services that we don't share in. Our members over the last 20 years, they kind of felt that, you know, routine checkouts, your annual physical, those are the things that you need to kind of plan for yourself. What we're here for is for, you know, major accidents, major illness, the real serious stuff. But a lot of your preventive and annual exams are going to be the things that you're going to pay for yourself.
I get it now. I think that's what's been holding me up, is if I just wanted to go to the doctor because I had a headache, that's not necessarily what you want it to have in the SHARE program. That's something I should take care of myself.
That's right.
See, that just forces a little bit of personal accountability. And I like that. I like that. It seems to be central.
There's a lot of accountability that we have built into it, Steve. And one of the things we do, if you come, if you want to, we invite and we accept anyone into the membership. But if you're 4 foot tall and you're 700 pounds, well, there's an issue. There's a problem. We will invite you in, but we're going to put you with a health coach, and you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes with your diet and your exercise to begin to get healthier, because this is a sharing concept, and you know, we've built accountability into it. We don't want you to be a greater burden on the membership than you should. We don't want to be, you know, sharing in lifestyles that are going to McDonald's, you know, 4 and 5 times a day.
So is there an exam? Is there a blood test? Is there some kind of criteria that people have to qualify to be able to enter the program?
Yeah, again, we embrace and we accept anyone as long as they're willing to sign our statement of faith and agree to our code of conduct and provide a testimony of their faith in Christ. Anyone's accepted into the program. There is a medical questionnaire, and we pretty much look at your BMI, your body mass index, and based on your sizing, it usually dictates if we're going to put you with a health coach or not. It's only about, I think, about 25% of the people, actually it's less than that, that come into our program. Right now we're engaged with about 1,600 members out of 70,000 members. But we just think that it's important that people who are unhealthy or making poor lifestyle decisions to get engaged with them, to help them get healthy and not be a significant burden on the rest of the membership.
Tony, can you share with us what the typical expense is? Maybe give us an example of like a single young adult, and then what a family of four would cost, something like that?
We have over 1,900 different share rates, and we really have designed this to kind of fit people's budget. You know, how is it that, you know, they want to participate? But across the board, we're averaging for families, it's about $335 a month. And for singles, across the board, across all ages, I think it's around $180 a month. What's unique about what we do is the fact that there's no profit motive that's built into what we do because of the code of conduct. You can't abuse alcohol. You can't abuse prescription drugs. You can't take illegal drugs. And then there's no sex outside of the traditional Christian marriage. Those things in themselves, you know, are typically high risk lifestyles, and when you kind of weed those out, we're nonprofit, so there's no profit motive, and then there's a financial windfall by living, you know, more biblical lifestyles. It helps us keep the share amounts significantly lower than what most people find in terms of purchasing expensive health insurance, especially the insurance plans right now that are what they call a qualifying plan. In the Affordable Care Act, the price for those plans have gone up significantly over the last couple of months.
Let's get into that, the Affordable Care Act, which commonly known as Obamacare. You know, what is the federal exemption the organization has for that? How does this fit into that whole Obamacare idea?
It's a great question, Steve. In a law with 2,300 pages, everyone can look in those 2,300 pages and they're going to find something that they dislike about that law. I think the exciting thing is, doesn't matter kind of where you come at this from, the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle, what Congress did, both Democrats and Republicans, they felt that healthcare sharing ministries, we had such a good history, they felt that healthcare sharing ministries should be a part of the solution to the healthcare crisis. And so what they did is, within the law, they gave members of healthcare sharing ministries a special exemption from what's called the individual mandate to purchase insurance. So healthcare sharing is actually an acceptable alternative to that requirement to purchase expensive insurance. I think, you know, Congress got that right in the law, and we're grateful both to the left side and the right side of the aisle for making certain that healthcare sharing ministries were a part of the solution moving forward.
So the MediShare program fits into the bill. There is that.
That's right.
It's written in there. Okay. Can you give us, I'm going to use the 30,000-foot example there again. Can you give us a 30,000-foot example of health insurance as far as, you know, there's employer-provided, there's the sharing programs, there's, you know, the individual. How does that fit into the different scenarios of different people's lives? They got employer-provided and things like that.
Well, you know, the far, far majority of the American populace, they get their health plan from their employer or the government through Medicaid and Medicare. What's considered the individual insurance marketplace, it really represents a small part of the population. Those are people who they're small business owners, or they work for a small business that doesn't provide insurance. Those are typically the people that are interested in healthcare sharing ministries. If you know, have an affinity towards this faith-based approach to sharing medical bills, and you have to purchase your own insurance, then we may would be a good alternative for you to look at. Now, what's true about the Affordable Care Act is that this part of the marketplace, what's called the individual insurance marketplace, where people have to get their own insurance, they're expecting it to grow significantly over the next 5 years. Some estimates, you know, say that it's going to more than double, while other estimates say it may grow 5x from what it was.
I can imagine then that MyChristianCare.org is going to see a lot of web hits.
Well, you know, we have grown significantly. The law passed in 2010, and we've been growing significantly year over year since then. But here since October 1, when the healthcare.gov website came online, and now there's this requirement to either purchase insurance by 2014 or be in an acceptable plan like a healthcare sharing ministry, that has even increased our growth even more. We have been extremely busy since October 1. We have seen the volume of our calls more than double since October 1, and it continues. It continued in November and is continuing in the month of December. You may have heard in the news there's a lot of people who are getting cancellations on their insurance plans, and those are insurance plans that don't qualify per the ACA. And a lot of people are getting cancellations, and the new qualifying plan they're getting has doubled or tripled in a lot of cases. So those people are out there looking for a more affordable alternative. And those people are part of the faith community. They're finding that healthcare sharing ministries are is an affordable alternative and is an acceptable alternative in the Affordable Care Act.
This all needs to be taken care of by what, January 1st? Is there a cutoff date for when people need to be in to whichever health plan they decide?
Well, the way the law is written is my understanding that by January 1, you need to have your insurance. That's the way the law was written. But I think actually in terms of the penalty that's associated with not having insurance or not being a part of a healthcare sharing ministry, I think you have until March 1 before, and it may be even later than that, before the penalty actually kicks in. If I understand it correctly, basically the IRS is going to look and say, did you have your health insurance, or were you a part of a healthcare sharing ministry for a certain percentage of the year? And I think if I understand it correctly, there's actually a little bit of time past the January 1 date that an individual has, and they can still get the insurance and they will be okay. But I don't know what that date is specifically. What I do know is that what's written in the law is by January 1, you're supposed to have either coverage or be in a plan that gives you an exemption.
And then I'm going to assume that if there's some kind of a qualifying event, let's say my wife leaves her job we need to get insurance that that's not going to penalize us for switching in the middle of the year.
No, right. It's, you know, the way IRS is going to look at it is that what percent of the year did you have qualifying coverage?
Can you speak to someone who maybe loses their job in the middle of the year? What are their options? Obviously, health care is important, but I mean, they're going to be short on cash.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest? How would you advise someone like that?
In a qualifying insurance plan, I should say, there's some built into that. There's some special mandates. I mean, they have to cover all pre-existing conditions. They have to pay for preventive. They have to pay for birth control. Mental health has a parity. There's a lot of things that they've built into the law that just makes insurance coverage in a qualifying plan expensive. If you've lost your job, you basically want to make sure that you're just covering your basis in terms of, you know, catastrophe. And that's where a healthcare sharing ministry could be a good solution. We've often, in periods of high unemployment, we've seen our membership grow during those periods.
Well, Tony Meigs, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Before I let you go, though, would you please tell us, do you have an example of when MediShare... give us a success story on how MediShare helped somebody that maybe the traditional insurance wouldn't have?
I can't give out any names, any circumstances, but I can share with something, you know, that's unique about our ministry. You know, last year, you know, I had a gentleman who was going through a liver transplant, and, you know, it became very life-threatening, and it had to happen very quickly. And there's a medical bill, I don't know what the final numbers were, but it was probably close to $1 million.
Whoa.
And the membership is, like I said, for 20 years, every medical bill that's ever been published to our membership for sharing has been shared. So not only does the medical bills get paid, but what's so unique about our ministry is that we come alongside of people in terms of prayer and words of encouragement as people are going through difficult, challenging medical periods. And that makes us uniquely different from insurance. If you think about a single mom who just got diagnosed with breast cancer, she's certainly concerned about how does the medical bills get paid, but she's also concerned about a number of other things. And having a community to come alongside of her to pay those medical bills, but also to lift her up in prayer, words of encouragement, that's unique into itself. And that's why I love leading our ministry here, and that's why I love being a part of this.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must really dislike your job. Well, Tony, that's really good information, and I think you got me to figure it out now. So thank you very much for helping us out. And can you tell us a little bit about where we can find more information about Christian Care Ministry and MediShare?
Sure, Steve. There's really two ways. First is to go to our website, and that's mychristiancare.org. Again, that's mychristiancare.org. Or they could call us directly and speak with one of our representatives, and that's 1-800-PSALM-23, 1-800-PSALM-23.
Psalm 23, that's fantastic. I will put a link to all of this, of course, in the show notes at moneyplansos.com. Tony Meigs, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us about MediShare.
Steve, I appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
There are certainly some great things about this new law going into place in 2014, but of course there's a lot of side effects that are going to be talked about in plenty of places. We won't be talking about that here right now. But if you don't have your health insurance taken care of, you need to do so now. You need to make your decision, get signed up, get yourself covered. And really, having health insurance was one of the things you had to have before the law went into effect anyway. So if you're having difficulties, I'm really sorry to hear about that. But don't just ignore the problem. Jump on it. I wanted to give you information about an upcoming webinar where I will be launching the brand new Money Plan SOS Virtual Budget Coaching Program. The webinar will be held on January 23rd, so go ahead and mark your calendars. It's pretty easy to remember. January 23rd is 123, 123, see how that works? And we'll be having a free webinar. If you want to be invited to the webinar, then go to moneyplansos.com/webinar, W-E-B-I-N-A-R. You'll be able to watch a video. It's about a minute and 15 seconds long. As soon as the video is over, you'll see a window pop up that says, hey, if you want information, put your email here, and that's where I'll be able to give you the link to the webinar and any other information that you need to know about this upcoming launch. Once again, watch the introduction video at moneyplansos.com/webinar. And until then, have a very safe and happy holiday season. Happy New Year. God bless you.